It is 6 o'clock, and we are Tashema Rabbi Eimer, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 lines to the bottom of the Amud. I guess you go across Tyson's key and move up 4 lines. Rava had just said, and this is what we're going to be zeroing in on, Rava had just said, as an answer to the question, why do we need Aloha? Esther is not like Aloha, so she has Bakaris. So Rava had answered, we don't need Aloha for that. Enochinami. We would never think that Yibum pushes away an Erva. Esther is not like Aloha, so she has Bakaris. What we need it for is to say that it can't be Miyabim the Tzara. That's why we need the Pasuk of Aloha. We asked Akasha from the Brisa. The Brisa seemed to say clearly that we use Aloha for the Erva. And we answered that the Brisa was leading up to the Tzara. Not that the Brisa really felt you need the Pasuk, but the Brisa wanted to explain that we get to the Tzara, so it worked that way. That's how the Brisa was written. That's what we said. Tashema, we come and listen to this question on Rava. Now Rebbe the Tana, disagrees with the whole drush of Aloha. Why he doesn't darshan Aloha will be a subject of the Gemara on the bottom of Chesamid Beis and on Tesamid Aleph. But Rebbe does not agree to what we've been saying till now. From Dav Gimel Amud Beis till now, we've been operating with Aloha being the source that Yibum doesn't push away, whatever. But it was Aloha that was the source. Rebbe does not hold of the drush of Aloha. He learns it out from a different pasuk. Now, the Gemara on Chesamid Beis will deal with why don't the Rabbanan learn it from Rebbe's Pasuk, and why doesn't Rebbe learn it from Aloha? That's going to be a discussion on the bottom of Chesamid Beis. But as for now, we will learn Rebbe's opinion that Rebbe does not learn Aloha. He learns a different source of how we know that Yibum it doesn't apply to Erva and Tzara. Rabbi Eimer, it says in the Pasuk, Ulekacha, I'm going to read the Pasuk, it says, Yeshu Achim Yachdav, brothers live together, Meis Achad Mehem Ubein Eila, somebody died with no children, Lesia Eishas Hameis Hachutza L'Ishzar, the wife of the deceased cannot marry anybody else, Yavama Yava Yalaha, the Yavama should live with her, her Yavam, meaning her husband's brother should live with her, Ulekacha Loi L'Isha V'Yibma, should take her for a wife and do Yibum. Now it could have said v'lakach, and he should take loy leisha, and it could have said v'yibeim. It could have left out the hay in both of these cases. So Rabbi Eimer, it could have said v'lakach, and it says v'lakacha, and it could have said v'yibeim, and it says v'yibma. Lesser tsaros barayas ta'aser that yibum does not apply to tsaros. And Arias. Rashi, Ulekacha loy leisha v'yibma, Habimatzi lemeimer could have said, V'lokach, and I think the Bach, the Hagos says, V'lokach leisha v'yibim. Uksiv ulekacha, mashmit miyot, an exclusion. Zu v'loy acheres. Ulekacha, take her, but there's somebody else that you can't take. And the Yibma again says, we may have him her, but not somebody else. That's how Rashi learns the drasha here. And they all ask, because the Gemara in the Amud Beis is going to explain the drasha somewhat different. Why did Rashi not explain it the way the Gemara is going to explain it later on? Is a question that the Achrayim deal with. I'm not sure for an answer now, but that's just pointing it out. But the bottom line is, we'll learn like Rashi now, that Rebbe learns out from the extra hay of Lekacha, that's an exclusion. Take her, infer not somebody else. V'yibma, b'miyabim her, and not somebody else. So one is Saras, and one is Arias. So we see clearly that Rebbe has a pasuk to tell me that Yibum is not Doicha Erva. Rebbe told us, we don't need a pasuk that Yibum is not Doicha Erva. That's understood. We only need a pasuk to tell me that Yibum is not Daicha Tzara. That Tzara doesn't have Yibum. Not that Erva doesn't have Yibum, but that Tzara doesn't have Yibum. And the question is, Rebbe says, one for Tzaras and one for Arias. So we see that Erva does need a pasuk. So even though Rava was working with a different pasuk, but the idea is the same. Do I need a pasuk or don't I need a pasuk? Rava said, I don't need a pasuk that Yibum is not Daicha Arias. And Rebbe's saying, I do need a pasuk. So we're back to the question, how could Rava say you don't need a pasuk? And for the Gemara, Ema lesser tzara shel arayas. It doesn't mean you need one pasuk for tzaras and one pasuk for arayas. No. It's the aser tzaras of arayas. Meaning, only for tzaras. I don't need a pasuk for erva. Ein eser daichavais eser shiash bakaris. Like Rava said, I need a pasuk to aser tzaras. Rebbe brought two psukim, ulakacha the yibma. If it's only necessary for tzaras, then he doesn't need two psukim. Obviously, one is for erva and one is for tzara. My love, chad la erva, v'chad la tzara. Zog the Gemara now. Loi. Idi v'idi la tzara. Chad la mesa tzara b'makam mitzvah. The chad l'mishrei tzara shaloi b'makam mitzvah. And let me explain. There are two ways to understand the isser of tzaras erva. One is to say, and we mentioned this earlier in the Masechta, that the Torah doesn't want you marrying the co-wife of your erva. Period. Nothing to do with Yibum. There's an isser called tzaras erva. If your daughter marries a guy that's not related to you, and he has another wife, and then he dies, you can't marry your daughter's co-wife. If your wife's sister marries somebody else, right? Nothing to do with, not your brother. He married somebody else. The person's wife's sister married somebody. And then he had a co-wife. And then he died. The person's not allowed to marry his wife's sister's co-wife. That's what I would say is the Isra of Tzaras Erva. That's one way to understand Tzaras Erva. The Tzaras Erva is an Isra in its own. There's an Isra in the Torah called Tzaras Erva, derived from the pasuk of Litzrar. There's an Isra called Tzaras Erva. Or you could say, which is the truth, that Tzaras Erva is not an Isra. In a place of Yibum, when it's your brother's wife, the mitzvah of Yibum was not given. Therefore, she's usher because she's your brother's wife. But if this Tzaras Erva would not be a brother's wife, there would not be an Isser. Two ways to approach the Isser of Tzaras Erva. Either it's an intrinsic Erva for being a Tzaras Erva, or no. In and itself is nothing wrong. A person can marry a Tzaras Erva. If it's his brother's wife, then the heter of Yibum doesn't exist, and therefore, the fallback is, she's an automatic Eishes Ach without Yibum, and that's an Erva. Which of the two is it? Now we know already from before, that it's only an Isser in the place of Yibum. That means it's not an Erva in itself. Rebbe learns this out from these two psukim. It says, well, kocha, that excludes a tzara. You cannot be miyabim a tzara. But don't think that a tzara is an isser in itself. Came along the Torah, wrote v'yibma, my taima, v'yibem v'yibma, it wrote the extra hay, to tell me b'mokum yibum, who das yir a tzara. The tzara is not usser in itself. It's only usser when it's a case of yibum, when it's a brother's wife. So then we say, since there's no mitzvah of yibum, which we derive from a lekacha, according to Rebbe, that excludes that there's a lady you can't be miyabim, therefore we say, v'yibma, in a case of yibum. Tzara shaloi b'mokum yibum, shar yitzara. So by writing v'yibma, we don't need a plastic for erva. Like Rava said, we would never think in Aseis Daicha Lois Eseshesh Bekaras. We don't need a plastic for erva. We need a plastic for tzara. That's what we need a plastic for. We need a plastic for tzara. So why do we need two psukim for tzara? To define the isser of tzara. Do not think that the isser of tzara is an isser in itself. Every tzara's erva is aser. Comes along the Torah says v'yibma. In a case of yibum is when you can't marry the tzara's erva. But if there's no case of yibum, then you are allowed to marry the tzara's erva. Rashi. B'chav l'mishri tzaris erev shaloi b'moke mitzvah. B'ribuya d'kroi yisera. From the extra pasik d'v'yibma d'rshinen hacha. Hachi. That's why we darshin it. B'moke v'yibma, when it's a case of yibum, hu da'minaloch miuta, that's when I told you the miyut v'lekacha. Take her, not somebody else. The miyut tzara. Meaning, Lakocha says, Mimiyabim, this lady, not somebody else. That somebody else that we exclude is Tzara. But don't think Tzara is an intrinsic erva by being a Tzara's erva. It's only in the case of Yibum. Avashaloi b'makam Yibum. He got Tzara's bita minachri. It would be a Tzara of a daughter from a guy, Sharya. It would be mutter. Zakti Gemara. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, Masnisen nami daika. Our Mishnah is a raya to Rava. That erva doesn't need a pasik. Yes, I'm listening.
I'm not here to argue, but I think nachri here means not a brother.
Oh, what did I say? I said a guy. It was a mistake. I wasn't thinking.
Okay, I'm sorry to argue.
No, thank you. First of all, you're allowed to argue. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Number two is I made a mistake. I was thinking about the next piece of Gemara as I was reading the Rashi, and therefore I wasn't being careful. You're 100% right. Nachri here means not a brother. My apologies. The Mishnah is also a proof that Rav is right. That erva doesn't need a pasuk. Rashi masnisa nami daiki karava. The erva pshitala. Why? Because listen to our Mishnah. First Mishnah. Niktani chamesh esri nashim. Paikreis tzareseihem. Absolve their tzaras. Now, if erva would need a pasuk, what the Mishnah should have said is, v'ilu pturais upaikreis loiktani. It doesn't say they are pater and they pater. It says they pater their tzaras. We're not talking about the ervas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says those 15 ervas absolve the tzaras in the mitzvah of Yibum. The Mishnah doesn't say those 15 ervas don't have their own mitzvah of Yibum. The Mishnah didn't have to say that. The whole chiddush of the Mishnah is that not only don't person do Yibum to an erva, but he doesn't do a Yibum to the tzara as well. Because the Torah made a tzara's erva a case of brother's wife where there's no mitzvah. But the Mishnah didn't stress the erva, because the erva is a davar pashit, like Rava said. We would have never thought the Yibum applies to an erva. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't say pturais, the ervas are pater. It just says paitrais, they pater someone else. Shmamina is a riot to Rava. Now, frek the Gemara. Let me speak out the next Gemara's question. And really, Avram Cohn asked this question yesterday towards the end. He told me to say it twice, that he was mechavim to the Gemara's question. This is the Gemara's question. Tzaras are derived from the word litzrar. That means the Torah said, do not marry the tzara of your wife's sister. Right? That's what the Torah said. So by Torah putting it into the parasha of Erva, it says that tzaras erva is karis. That's what it says. It says litzrar. So as Avram asked yesterday, I don't need Allah. The fact that the Torah said the word litzrar, that tzaras are usher, and the Torah put it in the parsha of erva, v'isha l'achayse l'sikach litzrar. That means the Torah said, don't marry your wife's sister, and don't marry her tzara. So isn't that saying that tzara is karis? And therefore, of course Yibum is not daichet. Ein es a daichet, lai es a shesh ben karis. Why is a tzara a bigger chiddish than an erva? We have a pasuk of litzrar. I don't need aleha. Allah has to tell me Yibum is not daicha. I know Esther is not daicha, lai es a shesh ben karis. And from the word litzrar, I derive that tzara's erva is karis. So I don't need aleha to tell me that it's not daicha. Just like Rava told me, I would never need a pasuk that es is not daicha k'erva, because it's karas. For that same very reason, without the word aleha, from the word litzrar, I know that tzaras erva is aser. The Torah banned it in the same parsha as it banned the wife's sister. That means it's karas. So there's no mitzvah of yibum to be daicha the karas. So why do I need a law? Why does Rava think you need a lav for tzara? As Avraham asked yesterday, it says litzrar. The Torah told me tzara is aser. So now tzara is karis. So ein esedaycha leises as sheyach bekaris. It's very simple. I don't need a pasuk of a leha. Let's read it inside. Frek the Gemara. Umayishna Erevet Delay Tzvichi Kro. Why did Erevet not need a pasuk? The Einasei Doicha Loises the Shiyash Bekaris. The Einasei doesn't put away a lav that has karis. Tzarenami Loitim Boyin Kro. For that very same reason, a tzara should not even need a pasuk. Bishim the Einasei Doicha Loises the Shiyash Bekaris. And from the word litzroer, I learned out that a tzara has karis. So I know already that Yibum can be Doichit. Because ain't I say daicha leisas as she has bakaris. Rashi, tzara nami loy to buy aleha. I shouldn't need aleha, right? Kra, the hagos changes it to tzara nami loy to buy kra aleha ledrasha. It shouldn't need the pasik of aleha for drasha. They not say Daicha Lysas the Shiash Bakaras, the Siv Litzrar. The Pasik said Litzrar, the Mashma Layakhaisisha, don't marry your wife's sister, but Loy Tarasa. Uksiv Karas besides Arayas. And then it says Karas for all the Arayas, and one of them included is Sarah. So why do I need Aloha? And for the Gemara. Amalai Rabakha Barbivi Rabmar. Rav Acha bar Bivi Mar, his name was Rav Acha bar Bivi Mar, the Ravina. Hachi ka'amra mishmei the Rabba. This is what Rabba meant to say. Tzara nami le Yitzrukra. You're 100% right. I don't need a pasik that Yibum doesn't push away Tzara. Ki Yitzrukra. Why do I need a love to tell me the mishri Tzara shaloi b'makam mitzvah? Okay. And again, it goes back to the same thing. If the Torah would have only written Litzrar, it would not have written Aleha, I would have said that Tzaras Erevah is an Isser in itself. You can never marry your wife's sister's co-wife. Whether she's married to your brother, whether she's married to any other Yid, right? You can never marry your wife's sister co-wife. It says Litzrar. It says, do not marry your wife's sister's co-wife. Nothing to do with Yibum. An Isser in itself. And I would derive from there that just like I can't marry the co-wife of a wife's sister, I can't marry the co-wife of any Erva. Comes along, the tyrant says, Aleha. The Xerah Shava tells me we're talking about Yibum. To tell me, when can't you marry your wife's sister's co-wife? When it's a case of Yibum. But when it's not a case of Yibum, there is no Isser of marrying your wife's sister's co-wife. So Aleha comes not to ban Yibum, but to say only in the case of Yibum, because it's your brother's wife. But in, not in the case of Yibum, there is no Isser called Litzrar. It defines the Isser of Litzrar as not being an Isser in itself, only being an Isser in the place of Aleha, in the place of a Yibum. So by writing Aleha, it's defining Litzrar. Without Aleha, Litzrar would have been a new Isser called Tzaras Erva. Regardless of who the Erva married, you can never marry her co-wife. It comes along the time and says there's no such thing. Aleha. It's only Aser when it's a case of Yibum. You can't do it to your wife's sister's co-wife because she's your brother's wife. Not because she's a Tzaras Erva. She's your brother's wife and there's no Yibum. Once there's no Yibum, automatically, the default option is she becomes a erva of brother's wife. So Aleha is defining Litzrar, just like Rebbe said Yibma is defining Ulakacha, right? The Torah said, be meyabim a woman, but don't be meyabim a tzara. And Yibma came along and defined, when can't I marry a tzara? Only the place of Yibum. Just like Rebbe had those psukim to define tzara, the Rabbanon used the pasuk Aleha to define Litzrar. Do not marry a Tzaras Erva in the case of Yibum. But if there's no case of Yibum, you could marry a Tzaras Erva. Allah is defining for us the Isra of Tzaras Erva. Rashi. On the Amid Aleph. The Mishri Tzara Shaloi B'Makam Mitzvah. The Eloi Ksiv Aleha. If it wouldn't say Aleha. Hava yafina militzar, the tzaras achais ish asura mikamakam. I would have learned that from litzar that there's a new isser called tzaras erva. Therefore, the Torah wrote, aleha, le mishri, go back to the Gemara on the top of the Amud Beis, le mishri to permit tzara shaloi b'makam mitzvah. To permit a tzara when it's not a mitzvah. My taima, amakra, aleha. Only in the place of Aleh, which is mitz, which is Yibum, that's when you can't marry Tzara Serva. Shaloi b'makam Aleh, when it's not a mitzvah, but there's no Yibum, then Sharia, there is no Isser called Tzara Serva. Rashi, my time, Kalei Mehechi Midrash Heter Mahacha. How does Aleh tell me a Heter? To tell me b'makam Aleh, l'chsev litzvar, l'meis Tzara, v'lei b'makam Achar. Period. So we have explained Rava, that when Rava said you need a pasuk, he meant the pasuk is to define the Isser of Tzara. We would have never thought you could be Miyab Minerva. In fact, had the Torah not written Aleha, we would have never thought you could be Miyab Mitzara either. We would have had a new Erva called Tzara's Erva. Period. Came along Allah and says, don't be miyabim at Tzaras Erva, which means it's defining that the Isser Tzaras Erva is not a new Erva, but rather it's your brother's wife when there's no mitzvah. But if she's not your brother's wife, there's no Isser of marrying Tzaras Erva.
My
yes.
Is a man allowed to marry his sister-in-law's Tzara if there's no Yibum involved?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes. Yes.
So a man's wife marries his dead brother's wife if there's no Yibum.
No. You said, 1 second. Which sister? I'm sorry. Take it back. Repeat your question to begin with.
Is a man allowed to marry his sister-in-law's Tzara if there's no Yibum?
How is she his sister-in-law?
No, his sister-in-law, his brother has two wives.
That's Yibum. No, you're not allowed to marry a brother's wife. How can he marry his brother's wife?
So he can never marry a brother's wife.
Correct.
Right?
Unless it's Yibum.
Unless it's Yibum.
Right.
And, okay, so Allah comes to show us what?
Without Allah, I would say, forget his brother's wife. Let's say his daughter married somebody and she has a co-wife. His wife's sister married somebody and she has a co-wife. And then that husband died who's not a brother. Can you marry your daughter's co-wife? Can the person marry his wife's sister's co-wife? He's not his brother's wife.
And he's allowed, so in other words, that he's allowed to do.
Right, because of Aleha. Because the Torah wrote Aleha, it said, you know when Tzaras Erva is Usser? When it's your brother's wife. When it's a case of Yibum. So we took away the mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore she defaults back into the Isser Erva called brother's wife. Means there's no Isser called Tzaras Erva intrinsically. It's an Isser of brother's wife, who happens to be a Tzaras Erva, and there's no mitzvah of Yibum. But the Erva is not Tzaras Erva. The Erva is brother's wife. So therefore, this Tzaras Erva is not a brother's wife. It's a stranger's wife. Somebody else married his wife's sister and has a co-wife. He can marry her. So that's why when you asked your question, sister-in-law, I thought that meant his wife's sister's co-wife.
Okay, so if there's no case of Yibum by his brother, he's still not allowed to marry. No, his brother had children. So he still can't marry this Tzara.
Anyway. No, because it's his brother's wife. He's not allowed to marry any of his brothers.
No matter what.
He's not allowed to marry any of his brother's wives. Ever.
Right, okay.
Only by Yibum.
I'll make sure.
And even if his brother had no children, he can't be Miyabim the Tzara's Erva. Because the Torah said, there's an Isser called Litzrar when it's a case of Aleha. When it's a case of Yibum, we remove the mitzvah of Yibum. Anytime there's no mitzvah of Yibum, a brother's wife is an Erva.
Thank you.
I hope I'm explaining myself well enough.
You did. I got mixed up somewhere along the way.
Okay. Zakti Gemara, my time, huh? Amakra Aleha, B'makam Aleha, Dasira. Taras Erev is only Aser in a case of Yibum. Shaloi b'malkam ala asharya. When there's no Yibum, it's Mutter. Now, the truth is, this is the truth. What we just said now is the maskan of the Gemara. But now the Gemara is worried about different questions. Why don't we say the following? That the Erva itself, his wife's sister, is mutter to marry, and it's only usher in a place of Aleha. Let's say Aleha is not only defining Tzara, but is defining wife's sister. The Torah says, do not marry your wife's sister when she's your brother's wife. How do you know that Aleha is only defining the Tzara? Maybe Aleha is also defining the Erva. The Torah is saying, a person should not marry his wife's sister and her tzara in a place of Yibum. But maybe when his wife's sister marries a strange man and then she gets divorced, he can marry his wife's sister. Who said, meaning just like you said, Aleha defines the tzara, right? Because it's written in the pasuk of the tzara, it's also written in the pasuk of the erva. Maybe the Torah only banned the Isser of wife's sister, only banned marrying a wife's sister in a case when she's also your brother's wife. But if your wife's sister is not your brother's wife, you can marry her. Just like you just said by the Tzara, the same Aleha is written in the Pasuk of wife's sister. Just like you're defining Litzar, define the Erva. Frak the Gemara. Amalei Rami Bachamalei Rava. Ema, Erva Gufa, Erva itself, Shaloi b'malkam mitzvi tishteri. We should allow marrying a wife's sister when there's no Yibum. Just like we allowed you to marry the Tzara when there's no Yibum. And the reason you said that was because Aleha defined Tzara. So why can't Aleha, written in the pasuk of wife's sister, define the Erva of wife's sister? That it's only us here in a place of mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, v'lav ka v'chaymerhu. Does that make sense to you? B'makam mitzvah asira shaloi b'makam mitzvah sharia? That a wife's sister would be usher when there's a mitzvah of Yibum, and when there's no mitzvah of Yibum, you'd be able to marry her? Isn't that counterintuitive to usher people when it's a mitzvah and permit them when there's no mitzvah? Zok the Gemara, that's not a slug up, because tzara techiach. We see that by tzara, the b'malka mitzvah asir eshaloi b'malka mitzvah sharia. Didn't you say that by a tzara serva? When there's no mitzvah of Yibum, when she's married to somebody else, you let her marry her. And when there is a mitzvah of Yibum, you asir it. That's counterintuitive. You're asiring this lady when there's a place of mitzvah. The Torah says, there's no heter of brother's wife. So the same thing by Erva. Maybe you can marry your wife's sister unless she's your brother's wife. You're going to tell me it's counterintuitive? Well, we did it by Tzara, we said it's no problem. So just like you did it by Tzara, why don't you do it by Erva? We did it by Tzara, Tzara Techiach. The B'malka Mitzvah Asira, Shaloi B'malka Mitzvah Sharia. So why can't we say that Aleha is not only defining the Isser of Tzara, but Aleha is also defining the Erva? When can't you marry a wife's sister? When is Yibum? You can't be Miyabim, your wife's sister, if she's your brother's wife. But if she's not your brother's wife, Gesundheit, marry as many as you want. You can marry five sisters. Maybe that's what the Torah is telling me. Just like you told me by Tzara's Erva, that I'm allowed to marry Tzara's Erva when there's no Yibum, so maybe I can marry Erva when there's no Yibum, the Erva of a wife's sister. Rashi, Eima Erva Gufa Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah Tishteri, Midachsev Aleha. The koi nami achos isha. It's going in the case of a wife's sister just as well. And for the Gemara. Amar lei. So Rava answered him. Alecha amar kra. Because of you, meaning because of your question, the Torah wrote, Bechayeha. It said, Leistik isha lachosir leistikach litzer, legalis arvasa le bechayeha. Why did the Torah write Bechayeha? To tell me, Kol Shebechayeha, that any time the sister is alive, you cannot marry the wife's sister, including when there's no mitzvah. So Bechayeha said, you cannot marry a wife's sister, period. So without Bechayeha, you're right. I would have said Allah defines wife's sister. It's only us when it's Yibum. But then the Torah wrote the extra word Bechayeha to tell me no. Whenever your wife is alive, you cannot marry her sister. Period. Frek the Gemara, it's not true. Hai b'chaya, miboyele lemuta lachamisa. I need b'chaya to tell me that a person's allowed to marry his wife's sister if his wife dies. It's the one of the only ervas, in fact, one of the two ervas, that the Torah permits, even though it's an erva. Really, three. The Torah permits eishes ish, when her husband dies, or divorces her. The Torah permits wife's sister if a person's wife dies. Not when he divorces her, but if a person's wife dies, the Torah said b'chayeha, it's only usher while his wife is alive. But if his wife is not alive, he can marry her sister. So maybe, the Torah said as follows. A person should not be miyabem, his wife's sister, if his wife is alive. Maybe that's what the Torah meant. That when his wife, when there's no yibum, he can marry his wife's sister. Because it says aleha. It only asks it in place of yibum. But then the Torah came along and said, by the way, it's only if his wife is alive. If his wife is not alive, he can be miyabim his wife's sister if it's his brother's wife. Maybe that's why the Torah wrote b'chaya. Not to tell me that it's usher not in a place of yibum. Maybe the Torah is saying, even in a case of yibum, when you can't be miyabim your wife's sister, it's only when the person's wife is still alive. Zakti Gemara, no. Trey Kroy, see, I'm sorry. Zakti Gemara, he me isha lachaisa nafka. It says, isha lachaisa, a woman to her sister. That tells me that if he's not married to this woman, there's no isser marrying her sister. Isha alachaisa means, do not take a wife and her sister. So I don't need b'chayeha to tell me only during her lifetime. I would have derived that from Isha Lachaisa. Therefore, Bechaya is extra to teach me that wife's sister is Usher even without Yibum. Isha Lachaisa means being together with both of them. If he's not together with both of them, it's not Usher. So why did the Torah have to write Bechaya? Bechaya means to exclude after she dies, but that we learned that from Isha Lachaisa. It's not being together with both of them at the same time. So therefore, b'chaya is extra to teach me that the iser v'chayis isha even applies when there's no yibum. Frek the Gemara, it's not true. Ime isha l'chayis have a meaning is gar shesharya. From the word isha l'chayis, I would have said, but if he divorced his wife, he can marry her sister. He can't be with both of them together. If he divorces one, he's not with both together. Talmud lo b'chaya, kol she b'chaya, dafak avetin is gar shalai. So I need b'chaya to tell me, no, that if he divorces her, he's still prohibited to her. It's only if she dies. But maybe it's still the same question. Maybe the whole erev of the sister, wife's sister, is by yibum. And the Torah is saying, as long as his wife is alive, whether he's married to her or divorced to her, he cannot be miyabim her sister. If his wife died, he can be miyabim her sister. But when there's no yibum, maybe there's no erev to begin with. It's an aleha. Rashi, kol shebchaya ishtcha, in the lifetime of a person's wife, leisisa sachaisa. So we're still left with a question. Just like Allah defined tzara, that it's only usher in a place of yibum, because it's a brother's wife, maybe the issur of a wife's sister is only when it's your brother's, when it's the person's brother's wife. But when it's not the person's brother's wife, there's no issur. And the Torah is saying, a person should not be miyabim his brother's wife as long as his wife is, I'm sorry, he should not be miyabim his wife's sister as long as his wife is alive. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is saying. Who says that the Pasuk is saying anything about an issur called wife's sister? And for the Gemara. Elam Ravuna by Tachlifa Mishmei de Rabba. So Ravuna by Tachlifa said in the name of Rabba, Trey Kroyin Tzivi. We have two psukim. One pasuk said, Isha Lachaisa Leisikach Litzar. Do not marry a woman and her sister and the Tzara. Three things, right? Do not take a woman and her sister or the sister Sarah. Right? That means the Torah is banning two wives. His wife's sister and his wife's sister Sarah. Then the Torah said, Uksiv, Legalis Ervasa, to reveal her Erva, singular. We start off in the Pasuk saying, there are two women we are banning. We are banning marrying the wife's sister, and we are banning marrying the wife's sister Sarah. Isha lachaisa leisikach litzar. We are banning the person from marrying his wife's sister, and we are banning a person from marrying his wife's sister, Sarah. And then at the end of the pasuk says, do not be megala her singular erva. Only one is aser, the other one is mutter. It doesn't say ervasam. It doesn't say both the erva and the tzara. It says the erva only, which means the tzara is permissible. One is aser and one is mutter. There's two we started off with, but then the Torah switched from two to one. That means, obviously, in some cases, both are aser, and in some cases, only one is aser. By the Torah starting with plural, and then switching to singular, the Torah is telling me, sometimes one cannot marry his wife's sister, nor her tzara. And sometimes, the person can only not marry one of the two, and the other one is okay. Okay, tzad. The mukkah mitzvah, where it's aleha, shtei and asurais. When it both aser, when it's aleha. Shaloi b'mukkah mitzvah, hi asura, b'taras amutaras. The Torah is telling me, sometimes you can't marry both of them. And sometimes, you can't marry one of them. Now, obviously, you're going to have to come up with a case that tzara is aser, and come up with another case that tzara is mutter. Because the Torah differentiated between the erev and the tzara by writing plural at the beginning and singular at the end. It said two at the beginning and one at the end. It means sometimes one drops out. Right? So it means the Torah is telling me there's a difference between the erev and the tzara. Sometimes both are aser, and sometimes only one is aser. The erev, not the tzara. So when is that true? Must be that the erev is always aser. As long as the wife is alive, the erev is also always aser. The tzara, aleha, only in the place of yibum, not in a place where there's no yibum. So the Torah, by writing, first the two are aser, then there's one of aser, it tells me that you have to find a case to separate between the two. And then the Torah wrote aleha, which told us that the iser is only in a place of yibum. So we say, ah, we got it. Aleha is defining tzara. Sometimes the tzara is aser when there's his brother's wife, and sometimes the tzara is not aser. But the erva is always aser, because the Torah wrote, there's sometimes that only one of the two is aser. Sometimes both are aser. So aleha is defining when the tzara is aser. But aleha is not defining the erva, because as we point out, then both would be mutter. And the Torah says sometimes one is aser, and sometimes both are aser. Rashi. Trey Kroik Sivi. Mikarik Siv Litzrar. The Mashma Lohi, Veloy Tzarasa. Can't marry her, or nor her Tzara. Vahadik Siv Legalis Ervasa. The Mashma, Chadihu Dasira. Only one is aser. Mamakim Mitzvah Shtein Asurim. Kedachsiv Aleha. The Mashma Bamakim Aleha. In the place of Aleha. Period. So again, so let's define what we have up to here. The Torah said, do not marry a wife's sister and her tzara. And the Torah wrote aleha, which seems to limit it, that it's only aser in the case of yibum. But then the Torah wrote, do not marry an erva. And doesn't mention tzara at the end of the pasuk. So we have over here a contradiction in the pasuk. At the beginning, the pasuk bans two women, wife's sister and her tzara. And at the end, the Torah only bans wife's sister. What happened to tzara? I mean, some cases tzara is aser, and some cases tzara is mutter. Aleha comes to define that. When is tzara aser? In the case of aleha, when she's your brother's wife. And when is tzara mutter? When she's not his brother's wife. But the erva remains aser, because the Torah said legalis ervasa, that she's aser by herself without the tzara. Therefore, that must be going even when there's no mitzvah of yibum. Track the Gemara Epechana. But it's still counterintuitive. We're asering somebody when there's a mitzvah, and being mater her when there's no mitzvah. Logic would say, permit the tzara when there's a mitzvah, and don't permit the tzara when there's no mitzvah. in logic, she should be more mutter by Yibum than when there's no Yibum. So let's say the Torah is saying it's mutter when there's Yibum, and it's usser when it's not Yibum. Not the opposite, the way we're saying that a wife, that Tzara is usser by Yibum and not usser when there's no Yibum. Logic says we should be more lenient by a mitzvah than by a non-mitzvah. It's counterintuitive. Eipachana. But mokum mitzvah yasira should be usher in a place of mitzvah, right? He asura v'tzurasa muteras. We should say b'mokum mitzvah, she's usher, because the Torah said in Erev is always usher, right? The gatlas revasa and tzurasa's mutter. Shaloi b'mokum mitzvah shteim asuras. Why are we saying that we're being stricter on the tzara when there is a mitzvah of Yibum than when there's no mitzvah of Yibum? And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why we're saying that. Because in Cain, no yomer aloha. Without Allah, I would have figured it out. I would have had a contradiction. The beginning of the pasuk says two are usher. The end of the pasuk says one is usher. On my own, I would have said, one is talking about when there is Yibum, that's when the tzar is mutter, and one is talking about when there's no Yibum, that's when the tzar is usher. Comes along Allah and says, no, the exact opposite. Tzar is usher when there's Yibum, and it's not usher when there's no Yibum. Because she becomes your brother's wife, and that's the isser, and that only applies when there's Yibum. So again, on logic, I would have gone the other way. I would have asked the contradiction. One pasuk says both are usher. One pasuk says one is usher. And logically, I would have said the other way. Comes along the pasuk of Aleha and says, no, don't go with your logic. Because over here, the Torah is saying it's only usher when it's your brother's wife. That's why it had to say the word Aleha. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Ve'epechana. The monk of mitzvah he asura v'terasa muteras. The Aleha, alegalis ervasa samach. Aleha is relying on the fact that the Torah said sometimes only one is usher. The mash mechada. The midrash haki to darshan as follows. The makam aleha hu deloy usher alon alechada. What did we darshan? We said Allah is when both are usher. Maybe say the opposite. That in the case of Yibum, only one is usher. Ukrad the litzar that says both are usher, ashaloi b'maka mitzvah, is going when there's no mitzvah. Imkein lo yoymer Allah. The beloy Allah nami. Without Allah, he kashul and cry adadi. When we had the contradiction, mishanina lumisvara haki, we would have asked the contradiction. The Torah seems to asher two, and then only ashers one. I would have said hetayra la mitzvah misur shaloi b'makim mitzvah. Leah comes to say a chiddush. The midrash alitzrar to tell me that the tzara is usher lemeis the tzara b'makom mitzvah ke'erva, because it's a brother's wife. There's a logic to it, but it wouldn't have been what we would have said on our own. Once the Torah tells me aleha, it defines that litzrar is usher in a place when it's a brother's wife. Frek the Gemara. Yes.
Rebbe.
Yes.
I don't get it. So we're saying now that the Chachamina to think that Tzaras Erva will be Mutter B'Makom Mitzvah.
Correct.
And not Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah.
Correct.
I mean, what is this? This is, what? An Erva is Usur.
Correct.
So why, what Makom Mitzvah is the Tzara doing?
Yibum.
Tzara is a wife.
It's his brother's wife. Right?
Right.
There's a mitzvah called Yibum.
Right.
So I have a choice. I can either say the tyrant permits Tzara in a place of Yibum, or do the Torah permit Tzara when there's no Yibum? Without knowing halal of psukim, what would you have said logically? When do you think the Torah should be more lenient? In a place of mitzvah, or not in the place of mitzvah? What would you have said logically?
But we're ushering her when she marries a she's marrying a third party?
Yes. She's a Tzaris Erva. Tyrus said Litzar. Tzaris Erva is Aser. But then the Tyrus said Tzaris Erva is Mutter. So the Tyrus contradicted itself. So I would say, logically, oh, when there's a mitzvah, we allow Tzaris Erva. When there's no mitzvah, we don't allow Tzaris Erva. That would have been the logical thing to say. See, you're working already because you know the maskana that the issue is not called Tzaris Erva, the issue is called brother's wife. But without that, you would have said, the Torah asked Tzaris Erva, an intrinsic Erva, called Tzaris Erva. And then the Torah made a leniency. I would have said the leniency applies when there's a mitzvah. Wouldn't have been the logical way? Why not? She's a Tzaris Erva. Tzaris Erva Litzrar. Who told you Litzrar has anything to do with the brother?
No, if she never was a Tzara to the Erva.
She is a Tzara to the Erva. A strange person.
If she wouldn't have been. So she'd be mutter. The erva is always us, right?
Right. Again.
So what?
How do you know Litzrar is because of a brother's wife? Maybe Litzrar is an erva intrinsically. A man cannot marry his wife's sister Sarah. Period. And then the Torah made a leniency that sometimes he can. What would you have said logically? When does it make sense that the Torah would allow the Isra called Tzaris Erva? In a place of a mitzvah or not in a place of a mitzvah? What would you have said logically?
Probably the Mekah mitzvah.
That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Therefore, the Torah says Aleha, that it's not an Isra called Tzaris Erva. It's an Isra of brother's wife. That's what the Torah is defining. Without Aleha, I would have said, mitzvah is mutter, shalai b'makim mitzvah is aser. Aleha is telling me, there's no such thing called Tzaris Erva. It's only brother's wife. It's defining it. But without Aleha, I would have gone the other way. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana. Mimai d'hai Aleha l'Yisura. Maybe pshat is, the Torah is telling me that Aleha is when Erva is mutter and Tzara is mutter. This is what the Torah means to say. Hakikam Rachmana. Isha l'chai shalai sikach litzrar. Do not marry a woman nor a Tzara, vahivu loy tzarasa, shalai b'mokam Aleha. But it's not a mitzvah. Aba b'mokam Aleha, shtei mutaris. Maybe the Torah is telling me that by Yibum you can even be miyabim the Erva. Zakti Gemarim Kain Legalis Ervasa the Chada Ech Mishkakasla. Then when can't you marry one and can't marry the other? Ibn Baka Mitzvah Shtayim Mutaris. You're telling me now that by Mitzvah both will be Mutter. Isha Ibn Baka Mitzvah Shtayim Asuras. So obviously the Torah said sometimes one is Aser and sometimes both are Aser. And without Allah, I would have said, the mitzvah matur tzara, shlai b'makam mitzvah yasser. So Allah comes to tell me the exact opposite. It's aser b'makam mitzvah, and it's mutzah shlai b'makam mitzvah. Zak Rashi. Mimai d'hai Allah li yisura. Atzara v'loy l'erva. How do I know that Allah comes to aser tzara, right? V'loy l'erva, meaning, and you can't be miyabim the erva. Domin l'mishri tarvaya b'makam mitzvah asi. Maybe the Torah is coming to be matur both. Rachi Mashma, Beikir Isha Lachaisa Leisikach Litzar, Laihi Veloitzara. The Malea, the Mamaka Mitzvah, he, it's in a place of Mitzvah, Afilu Bechaya Yiskayim Yivami Yavi Alel Yibum. Then you can do Yibum. And the answer is that everything would be Mutter or Aser. And the Torah said sometimes one is Aser and sometimes one is Mutter. So obviously Erev is always Aser. And Sar is sometimes Mutter and sometimes Aser. Without a law, I would have said, it's Mutter b'makom mitzvah, Aser shaloi b'makom mitzvah. Comes a law and says, there's no Isra called Sar is Erva. The Isra is brother's wife when there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos Sunday morning in Meretz Hashem at 6:30.